Okay, I gotta ask you, do you take risks? I'm gonna share with you a story about taking a risk, but only with money. Listen in. Hey, thanks for joining me. I'm Gabbin Gale, and this is a Gale Foley Show where I interview people sharing their success stories and their passion, inspiring you on your journey to success. And in between interviews, I'll share motivational moments, always cheering you on as you achieve your mission. So be sure to subscribe to my channel, The Gale Foley Show, and hit me up on Twitter at Gale Foley, hashtag Gabbin Gale. So speaking of Gabbin, let's get on with it. Okay, you've probably been taking notice that I've been very, very, very busy lately, and I tell you about different things that I'm participating in. And last Wednesday, and I'm sure I've talked about this before, but last Wednesday, I actually helped greet about 175 very prominent business people in our community to an annual business dinner. I'm on the board of this particular association, but the best part about this evening, other than greeting everyone, was the speaker that night. But before I go any further, I probably need to tell you who is speaking to you right now, in case this is the first time you've logged in to listen to me. Okay, who am I? I am Gabbin Gale. Why do I think gabbing with me or listening to me might help grow your business? Because I have had an extensive career of many different chapters, and by sharing my life lessons on Monday through Thursday, I hope to help other business people, whether you're an entrepreneur, a network marketer, you're self-employed, you're employed, you're thinking about being self-employed, whatever place you're at right now. Maybe one of my stories might enlighten you, give you that light bulb moment, or save you from stepping off the wrong cliff at the wrong time. Because I have learned from other people that have taken similar paths to mine, and oh my goodness, they have literally changed my life. So I want to give back to the community. I want to give back to those people that have helped me by helping other people. And I've been in a network company for over 8 years, and I've helped a lot of businesses grow their business in that way. But now, having the social media, I thought this was a bigger, faster way to get more people, more audiences. And so we share these stories with our fellow connectors, because I am a success connector, and that's what I like to do, is connect you. So if you're listening today, thank you so very much. If you like what you hear, I'd love for you to share it with someone you think might want to hear more. I'd love for you to give me a 5-star review on iTunes. Go to my website, thegailfoleyshow.com. There you can actually listen to my shows as well. If you're listening through iTunes, you can actually go to my page where you can get a free little tip sheet on 5 strategies and tips to successful connecting. Because if you're in business, I hope you're out there networking in some fashion, not just online, but offline. And sometimes we need just a little tweaking to make that even a better thing to do. So again, the Gale Foley Show, that's GAILFOLEY.com. Also on there, you can find all the details you need for anyone that I've interviewed. So if you've listened to one of my interviews, that's what I do on Friday, are interviews with very successful people about their success stories. And so if you want to get their information, I always put that with their podcast interview on my page. So you can find everything there, my resources, you name it, it's there. So that's the only station break I do, because here's what happens. I get to Gabbin and I forget to tell you where to go to get more information. So there you go. Okay, so back to my story about this dinner that I went to. This dinner has been something I've been helping out with, been an attendee for 5 years that I've been with this association. And I encourage you wholeheartedly, if you're in any kind of business or looking to get into business, you find a local business association and you join and you get involved. Don't just sit back on the sidelines and watch other people do everything, because you will experience a profound reward just by being a participant. I know from experience. Our speaker that night was a gentleman that has been in the world of hotel creations. He is a Wichitan. That's where I live, is Wichita. He actually created some of the most incredible hotel strategies in the country, and he has hundreds of these hotels out there. I know the name of them. They are the suites where you stay as a business person for a set rate, and then you get to have your meals there. This is awful. I got his book right here in front of me. And okay, he launched 4 hotel brands: Resident Inn, Summerfield Suites, Candlewood Suites, and Value Place. He sold the first 3 hotel chains to the Marriott, Hyatt, and Intercontinental Hotels, respectively. Then he trailblazed a short-term apartment concept with his founding of Value Place. It continues to enjoy rapid expansion with 175 locations around the world. Now, what I have to tell you, it's really funny that when I first came to this town, and you've probably heard my story, how I was so mad that this one guy hired me for an outside sales rep, but he put me on the phones for 3 months. Well, lo and behold, that company actually was one of this gentleman's companies. And I met him at some point through that short period of time that I worked for that company. But fast forward, I've heard his name over and over and over in this community. But I've seen him speak now twice. And he is an incredible, entertaining speaker because it's his story. It's his story that he gives from the heart to caution people on how they're living their lives. And the name of his book is Risk Only Money: Success in Business Without Risking Family, Friends, and Reputation. And I bring this to you because I know that because I love what I do, that sometimes I am still in that zone over the weekends, and I will spend time creating something on Saturday, and I'll go in and I'll do something business-wise on Saturdays. And then I have to force myself, I promise myself, that I would not be on the internet, not pursue anything on Sundays, because I follow another expert's advice, Jack Canfield, Chicken Soup of the Soul. He's got a book out called Success Principles. And in his book, he shares with you that no matter how much you love what you do, you have to shut down for at least 24 hours. But I know, I would bet, I'm speaking to people right now that are so passionate about what they do that they really do, like me right now, have trouble turning it off. You feel, you know, I think we go through this angst that, oh my God, we're not attached. I mean, we're so used to getting on our phones. We're so used to getting on Facebook. We're so used to doing our Twitter. You name it, we are just, we're missing that connection. What I find very funny, though, is that I never used to be like that until I got this attached to what I love doing. Well, Jack's story, Risk Only Money, is much bigger picture than what I've experienced. And I don't know who's listening right now and where their experience is, but his experience was huge. Millions and millions of dollars out there. I mean, he was out there paving this path of building these hotel chains and one after another and going and going and going. And it was just on a groove. Well, you know what? Sometimes when you are a go-getter that has a vision and you have the knack to have people running alongside you, helping you create that vision, you put these blinders on. And there's nothing wrong with putting blinders on and focus. We've talked about that before, how important focus is to see the results that you want. But sometimes when you put the blinders on and you don't see to the side of you and you're only hurtling straight, you may not see that flag on the side that says, hey, 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 wait, 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 there's a clip. There's a huge drop-off. Wait, what's that? So, and that's sort of what happened to Jack. He's going along, going along, going along, and building and creating and just having the time of his life and getting pretty full of himself. He was strutting. He was like, wow, look at me. I am so good. I am so important. And he allowed that ego to infiltrate himself. He became bigger than life. To who? To Jack. He was the entrepreneur of Wichita. He was the golden boy of the town. He could do no wrong. If you got involved with his projects, you would be making money. And so this is what he did. Until one day, things started falling apart. Now, I haven't read his story. I have his book right here. I will be reading it. I've just started reading some of the incredible testimonials in here, some of the wonderful things people say about the book. One of the stories, one of his business like life requires focus, motivated teamwork. Jack DeBoer would be first to say that even the MVP couldn't win the game without full support, strategic risk, and a touch of magic. And that comes from the senior VP and co-founder of NPA's Orlando Magic, Pat Williams. So I'm just, you know, barely touching the surface of reading the book, but I've heard him on stage tell his story. He's 83. And he very openly says, hey, I hit the wall. Things started falling apart. You know, when you're going down the path of being an entrepreneur and you're building huge, magnificent hotels, and suddenly the economy starts doing a little bit quicksand stuff on you. Oh, he had millions of dollars out there. But he also had people's lives that he literally was responsible for. He employed a lot of people, thousands, because he was the owner of these chains. He was the owner of the construction crews that built these homes. He had contracts with plumbers and cement trucks and you name it. I mean, I'm not in construction, but you know all the elements it takes. You got people installing electronics. You've got, you know, hotels. You've got TVs. You've got pools. You've got all sorts of things that are much more profound than just building one house. And he's out there hiring these crews and bringing them in to build these huge houses. And all of a sudden, things just started sort of dominoing. And things started happening. And he just realized he just couldn't maintain this path that he was on, that he didn't know how he was possibly going to pay these people when all the things started falling apart. And he gets this telephone threat one night. If you don't pay me, I'm going to kill you. And on stage, he just looks out at the audience and he says, the sad part was, I didn't know who it was calling me because I owed so many people. And he just really went through a devastation of trying to recoup his losses. And when things finally started turning around, he took a good, long, hard look at who Jack DeBoer was. And Jack realized that this had to stop, that his path was not going to leave a message to the world to what he had given back. Because he was so focused on building, he never realized that really what was his purpose on life? Was this it? Was this just simply to build monuments of concrete? Or was it a bigger picture for him? And so he started finding Jack again and realizing that when you lose money, and you're in that really, really bad place, that you can lose more than money. You can lose your reputation. You can lose your family. You can lose your friends. So he started looking more at the people in his life. And him and his wife embarked on some incredible trips and started spending time together. And then he discovered that he wanted to give back in a very profound way. And he became very involved in helping third world countries find fresh water, get education, fight disease. And so he's part of a thing called World Vision. And the only thing he asked of our association when he came to speak, instead of start charging a speaker's fee, which most speakers do, he said, here's what I want to do. I want to give everyone my book. And he says, and then I want you to donate to World Vision. That's my passion. That's what I would like you to do. It was a no-brainer for us. Of course we will. That's what we'll do. And we made sure everyone there at the meeting understood that this is what was going to happen. Because he shifted his passion from making money to making a difference. And I'm very, very excited to read his story because there's so many people that would have hit that wall that would have just stopped and said, oh my gosh, I can't go any further. I got to give up. I can't function. I'm going to crawl in bed. I'm going to stay there and just wait until all this passes. But no. No, Jack knew that there was a bigger picture for him, and he had this calling. I have to go, and I have to make a contribution. I have to give back. I have to leave this world a better place than where I came into it. And yeah, you might say, well, wait a minute, he made a great contribution because I'm a traveling salesperson, and man, those, you know, value places, those are my lifesaver because I can't afford to stay at a very nice place. I have wonderful meals. They're great camaraderie. You're going to hang out in the lobby at night with people. So those are the great things he's done for me. Well, yes, he has. But you know what? If you really look at our world, if you're in the United States, we are very blessed with so very much. And I so encourage you, if you ever get a chance to pick up this book, Jack DeBoer, that's Jack, D-E, capital B-O-E-R, and the book is Risk Only Money. You want to read that book because it will help you understand that you do only want to risk money. If you are having a hard time shutting down over the weekend, if you are full bore focused on that almighty dollar, you might want to just sit down and take a checkup of the neck up and ask yourself, if all the money fell away today, would you be able to go out and recover that money? I mean, look at Donald Trump. Look at Anthony Robbins. Look at all these people that have had millions, they've lost millions, filed bankruptcy, and turned around and got it back. But you know what? You cannot get that relationship back in your life. You cannot get those warm, fuzzy feelings with the people you love if you've so alienated them in your pursuit of money. And there's nothing wrong with doing a great job, having a great business, and making money. Yes, that makes our world go round because we're able to put food on the table, put a roof over our heads. But do you want to put a roof over your head or over a family? Or do you want to put food on the table for just yourself or a lot of people? Do you want to donate your time and help others have a better life? Or do you just want to take care of moi? Those are the things that I think we need to look at. What is it you're giving back? What are you contributing? And if you're a religious person, believe in God, or you're in another country and believe in a particular faith, those are questions that I think that a lot of us, they're sort of there, but we don't focus on them. But after listening to Jack again and getting his book, you know, I think that, you know, I just believe that there's so many different ways that we contribute. They don't have to be massive. They don't have to take tons of time out of our life. But we each individually just give back in a little way. we can start making huge waves collectively. And that's my message for today. I hope you have a tremendous, tremendous Tuesday. I plan to. Take care, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. And pass on that smile. You know I was going to ask you, because it is contagious, and that's a difference you can make right now. Bye-bye. Hey, I just wanted to add this quick PS on here. I wanted to tell you, first of all, thank you so much for being a follower and a listener. I so appreciate you. So I haven't said it in a while. I want to say it now. And I also want to give you a heads up on the fact that I have transitioned the GailFoleyShow.com to WordPress blog posting program that allows me to actually host and post my show right there. So now you can go right to that page. You don't have to go to another page to see the guest information. It's all right there encompassed with the recording. So if you're following me on here, I want to let you know that in about 20 days, I will be completely transitioned over. So if you want to keep following me, I really would love for you to go over to that page, subscribe. If you're an iTunes follower, I will be posting a new iTunes feed here very quickly. Part of the reason is I want to brand myself as Gabbin with Gail or Gabbin Gail. And in order to do that, I had to transfer over, transition, get a little bit more professional with how I'm presenting this. And it's all to your benefit because now you only have to go to one place to hear me, to hear the shows, to hear the interviews, to get their information, to find out what resources I'm using. So please, 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 if you want to continue following me, and I so hope you do, that's what's going on. So I just wanted to give you a heads up that if you come in here, you don't see any more new shows, that's because they're all on my new platform. So just go over to the GailFoleyShow.com and you won't miss a thing. And thank you again. You have no idea how much you've made my life very special and how much I so appreciate you. I can't put it into words. That's all I can tell you. I just cannot say it enough. Thanks. All right, that's a wrap on today's show. Remember, let's connect on Twitter at Gail Foley, hashtag Gabbin Gail. And remember, you can visit thegailfoleyshow.com to subscribe to my channel so you won't miss a single inspirational moment. And please remember to share this with all your social media connections so that we can spread the word on something that might help someone else in their journey to success. Thanks again for tuning in. This is Gabbin Gail asking you to do me one big favor. Pass on a smile today. It's contagious, you know. You'll make a difference in someone's life. Bye-bye.